Let's talk about the greatest mystery of all time, the universe. The universe is the sum total of all existence. It is an entity of time, space, matter, and energy. According to the Big Bang hypothesis, which is the most acceptable theory of all time, the universe came into existence some 13.8 billion years ago. So at the very beginning, all the matter was compacted into a very small ball with intense density, infinite density, and intense heat that we called singularity. Singularity is basically a point in which all physical laws are indistinguishable from one another. Space and time are no longer interrelated realities, but merge together and cease to have any independent meaning. That is what singularity was. And from that singularity, something beautiful took birth. And that is what the universe we live in. And in this huge universe, we are having our solar system. So from universe perspective, when we see our solar system might not be even equivalent to a grain of sand. Many scientists think that our solar system was formed from a giant rotating cloud of gas and dust known as solar nebula. As the nebula collapsed because of its own gravity, it spun faster and flattened into a disk. Most of the material was pulled towards the center to form our sun. Other particles within the disk collided and stuck together to form asteroid-sized objects named as planetesimals, some of which combined to become the asteroids, comets, moons, and planets. And some unfortunate planets, those who were not able to clear their neighboring regions, became dwarf planets like Ceres. The solar wind from the sun was so powerful that it swept away most of the lighter elements like hydrogen and helium from the innermost planets, leaving behind mostly small rocky worlds like Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. And in the outer region, we are having only gas giants that are made up of mostly hydrogen and helium, like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. By looking into our solar system, Sun is at the center. Mercury is the first planet, second is Venus, third is Earth, fourth is Mars. So these four planets makes the inner circle, or they are basically the inner planets. After Mars, we are having Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. They form the outer planets. In between Mars and Jupiter, as you can see, there is an asteroid belt in which a dwarf planet Ceres is located. As I told earlier, dwarf planets are what? They are planetesimals which are unable, and basically what we can say, unfortunate or unable to clear their neighboring areas. And one more conception is that Jupiter's gravity withheld Ceres to become a planet itself. Apart from this asteroid belt, there are two more asteroid belts as well, that was called Trojan and Hilda, and they are under influence of Jupiter itself. Then we have Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. After that, we are having Kuiper Belt, in which Pluto is situated, and 2003 UB is there. Pluto lost its planet status in 2005. The star closest to our Earth is Proxima Centauri, and our Earth is the only inhabitable place in which life can sustain. Now just let's learn about some important facts about our solar system. The outermost layer of the sun is called corona, which is visible only during an eclipse. We are going to discuss all these things in the coming lectures, so stay put. I'm just briefing you about the universe itself. The planet that rotate from east to west are Venus and Uranus. Basically, in normal way, the planet rotate from west to east, just like our Earth. But the planet, those who are opposite fashion, are Venus and Uranus. Inner planets are like Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars, I already told, and outer planets are Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune. The smallest planet of our solar system is Mercury. It could have been Pluto, but Pluto has lost its planet status in 2005. The brightest planet of the solar system is Venus, and it's also the hottest. Why? That I will tell you in the next lecture. Evening or morning star or twin of Earth is also Venus. Blue planet is obviously our planet Earth. Red or fiery or dusty, that is Mars. The largest one is the Jupiter. And Jupiter is also the fastest rotating planet as well. The slowest rotating planet is Venus. So, this much information that you got in this lecture, I like you to make a list of all the planets and try to find out if they are having moons or not, and if they are having, how many and which are making news. Thank you so much. See you in the next lecture.